Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from Sitkins Against Family Violence, I have Mel Beadle here to talk about, as we just heard, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, hi, Erin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So it's October that is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I guess there's a national theme this year of holding space for survivors, and that's part of the project that's happening currently.
Yeah, as Victor so well put, that we are doing a survivor story project to hold space for survivor stories. And really, our idea behind it was to allow space for survivors to come forward and have the experience of sharing their story. Writing it can be a very healing process, but also sharing a story that perhaps could provide healing to someone else. Or maybe they read the story and they could, it could shed some light on their situation that maybe they didn't know. So we're really trying to just, make the, domestic violence and survivor stories more, accessible.
Right. Less shameful, less stigmatized.
Exactly. And there is so much shame around being a survivor of domestic violence. And we want people to know in Sitka that it's common. There's actually statistics in Alaska, half of women will experience domestic violence and almost 85% of Alaska Native women will experience domestic violence. So it's so common.
Right.
And we want to create space for healing, and those stories are going to be displayed at the Sitka Public Library through around mid-November. So folks can drop them off. They can submit them online at safe.org, or give us a call. You know, we can write it down for you.
Right on.
Yeah.
So for just what does domestic violence, what does it look like? Because we often have the idea of this is only like physical violence or throwing pots and pans
right.
and stuff, but it's not just that.
Yeah, it can be also emotional violence, and emotional abuse and manipulation. A lot of times DV relationships start off with something we call love bombing, you know, where it's all too good to be true, you mm-hmm. know? It's the love that you've always wanted, and then there's signs from there as things shift. But it's really about a partner that exerting power and control over another person. And that can be emotional manipulation that makes you question your reality. And it's really hard to get out of. So if you have any question or any, if you want support or you want to help support someone else, you can always call us at SAFE. There's someone always there to chat through. Mm-hmm. Things like this.
Yeah. So if someone is maybe questioning of like, well, maybe like some of these, like some of what you just said, or maybe what they see at the stories being displayed of sounds kind of familiar. Is there a right or wrong way to, I don't know, try to figure out what your situation is or to try to make it better?
No, I think there isn't really a right or wrong way ever. I think it's just recognizing that there's no shame in what you're going through and what someone's going through if they're in this situation, and to seek help and support. SAFE has a call line that's confidential. You don't even have to share your name. It's a small town, mm-hmm. so folks don't have to share their name. They can just call and ask questions and talk through things. We do safety planning if that's, you know, if it's in the more serious mm-hmm. levels of because DV can look very lethal and can be very scary. So we do safety planning. We also have access to attorneys. We know that domestic violence relationships, the power and control cycle can continue after the relationship ends, especially if there's children involved. So one of our most important services that we provide is access to free legal support. So we will help you. We will go to court with you. We have an attorney. The Sitka Tribe manages a grant that pays for an attorney that we can get you connected with.
That's really awesome to be able to, if you're in a situation that you're trying to get yourself out of, yeah, when you start thinking about it, all these big things that how am I going to figure this out? That's what SAFE is there for, is to help you through that, of like, we'll help you figure out those big things, right, or we'll take care of those big things.
And there's no shame, and there's no like if you, yeah, people go back, oftentimes go back into the relationship, and there's no shame in that either. It can take a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something you mentioned before we went on air too, of, there's a thought that it's only women that will experience domestic violence, and that's not always the case.
Right. We are a gender inclusive shelter, so we see folks of all genders, and we do see men in shelter and men that have experienced real domestic violence and real emotional abuse. So we encourage men to reach out, because there's often more stigma and shame surrounding that. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, of course. So you mentioned a couple times the call line for SAFE. What is that number for folks if they want to get a hold of someone?
Yeah, they can call at 747-3370.
Okay. And that's, you said, truly about just about any time.
Yeah. We have an advocate 24/7. So if it's an emergency overnight, yeah, please call us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So for folks who, I guess going back to that that stories project, for survivors who are feeling inspired to share their story, is this going to be an anonymous sharing?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, even if someone wanted to share their name, we're not including any names in the story project, and it will be displayed at the public library, mm-hmm. And on our website and potentially on our Facebook. Yeah, that's all anonymous. All right. No names.
and you were again mentioning that for this project, for it to be put up on display, ideally you'd like these submissions by like next week, before the end of October,
so that we can get them up for sure.
Is it a hard cutoff? I can imagine
not hard cutoff. Okay. No, we'd love to see as many stories as we can.
Right, just to show people that it doesn't always look the same.
Exactly.
Before we are out of time here, what would you say for if someone feels that they're in a situation that isn't safe for them, either physically or emotionally? Yeah. What would be, you know, what would you recommend as the first step?
Yeah, I think giving us a call so that we can talk through that. The survivor knows their abuser the best, right? They're mm-hmm. going to know when it's safe to leave and how it's safe to leave. But we can help kind of plan around that. And we can help get a protective order immediately. And oftentimes that's the most dangerous time, is right around the protective order. Mm-hmm. So we will take safety precautions if we need to at the shelter. Folks can stay at the shelter. We'll lock it down. I'm saying in worst case scenario.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a tough subject, but I think our work is so important, and I'm so glad that SAFE exists here in the community.
Right. Because as you were saying earlier, it's half of all women in Alaska at some point in their lives are going to experience domestic violence, and 85% of Indigenous women. So it's, you might not think you know someone, but you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So again, it's calling SAFE for that first reach out for support is 747-3370. And still a lot of information online to safe.org or, just swinging by.
Swing by. Yeah. Awesome. Anyone can swing by anytime. We're always here.
Awesome. Well, Mel Beadle from Sitkins Against Family Violence, thank you. And thank you for bringing awareness to Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure.